So good morning, guys. Late morning still. Let's do what we said. We start off the day with just a couple stories from Megad. Open up to a random page. Okay. So here we have some stories over here. Just open up to page Mem Ches. That's wrapped today. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. During the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, he used to make a point specifically to go and visit elderly sick people and to wish them a Shana Tova. So we're not that far off, by the way. Again, it's the beginning of the summer now. When you come back to school, it'll already be Shana Tova time. It'll already be the end of the year, Elul. And he went to, basically, and I'm going to skip the details here because they don't mean anything to you, but he went to visit elderly rabbi named Eliezer Cohen in a particular old age home one year. And he was a neighbor of his for a very long time, and they used to daven together, and Shlomo Zalman and his son, they came in, and they saw that this elderly rabbi was sleeping. So Shlomo Zalman turned to his son, and he says, "Wake him up!" "What do you mean, wake him up? Some old guy, sick guy sleeping, I'm not going to wake him up. Come on!" He says, "Nope." Shlomo Zalman told him, he's not sleeping because he's tired and because he's sick. He's sleeping because no one's visiting him. Wake him up. Fine. Anyways, Rav Shlomo Zalman actually didn't say wake him up. He said he's not sleeping because he's sick. He's sleeping because he has no visitor. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself went over, pulled off the guy's blanket and says, Rav Lazer, you have some visitors. Okay. Later, Lazer wakes up, sits up, and he sees the Gadol Hador is sitting there visiting him. Now, again, he was his friend. And he smiles from ear to ear. He's so happy. And they start to schmooze, and they give each other Shana Tova, and everything's great. In the afternoon, so this Reb Lazer's grandson came in to visit him. And his grandfather turns to the elderly man, who's this Reb Lazer, who's sick, lying in the hospital over there. He says, "I want to tell you how great Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is." Says, "Because when other people come to visit me, even if they're very chashuv, what happens is they come and they see I'm sleeping. So, at the best," says, "best case scenario, they would leave me Shana Tova card. Best case scenario. Most of them wouldn't even do that. And what would happen is that then I would wake up an hour later and I would feel terrible. Oh no, I missed this and this great person." Says, for Shlomo Zalman, he's the one who realizes he has a heart that can sense things, and therefore he understood that it was in my best interest that I would for sure want to see that I had visitors, especially from such a chashev agada like him. So he woke me up. He says he's the only one who would do this, and he heard this from his grandson, Rav Hanan Cohen, okay, who's the grandson of this Rav Eliezer Cohen. So it's, again, he likes to source his stories when they're not about people that he himself personally knew or that his father personally knew. So it's that's also a good muster for you to take. But again, that we have to realize, especially when it comes to doing chesed, that chesed is always not what it seems. You have to have the person's best interest in mind. We have to make sure that the chesed is not about us and it's really about the other people. I know that, you know, a lot of times we can go into a chesed situation and think of ourselves as doing chesed and really not necessarily doing that. I know a lot of this was covered on the Shabbaton. We talked about what is real chesed on the Shabbaton. But anyways, so a nice story. Want to go for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go on. Let's turn another page here. Let's see. Another one on chesed. This whole chapter really is on chesed over here. But he brings, there's a big tzaddikas, the Rebbetzin Eichenstein, the wife of Rabbi Avram Eichenstein, Mizidichev, that she used to say, when you do chesed for other people, you do chesed for yourself also. And he says, there's a pasuk, gomel nafsho ish chesed, she ish ha-chesed gomel chesed im nafsho. That when we do chesed for other people, true chesed, that actually ends up doing more chesed for us. That it's something which should bring us to do a little bit more chesed. That we realize that it's also, it's l'nafsho, it's for us as well. Okay.